Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard. Coming to you live from the Bronx, 161st and River Avenue, Yankee Stadium. Game two tonight, Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees. Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight American, along with Dominic Jimenez, as we will recap the weekend in sports, look ahead to a very busy week. Baseball, October baseball. A nice early October chill in the air tonight. Obviously, that low-setting sun and people just kind of weaving their way into Yankee Stadium as we come to you live here on Sports Overnight America. We appreciate it. Scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night. The Riches, Jeff and Jen will be in alternating hours with us through the night. Updates with Giovanna Sproggins. So a very busy night. A absolute pitching duel brewing right now in the banks of Lake Erie, and that is the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers. It is zip zip, and they are on into the eighth, I want to say here. We've got the out-of-town scoreboard right in front of us here in the lower deck of Yankee Stadium. But, yeah, big game there tonight. Recap the football, the college stuff, obviously. So much about what? Vanderbilt. Tony Barnhart, TMG, long-timer at CBS Sports, TMG Sports, part of the Super 16 poll each week. We get a guest on this week. It's Tony Barnhart who drew the short straw. But anyways, all kidding aside, we look forward to having him on to discuss college football and how crazy it is right now. 1 week on top of the world. Next week, I mean, as low can be, the Alabama program right now. All right, we come back here. Lots to get to here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Gonna take that last flight, and tell your girl you getting flew out. If she hatin', tell her what is you about. A lot of roadblocks, I got a new route, and I'm about buckets, yeah, shootouts. Swish. If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip. Yeah.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports live here at Yankee Stadium. Countdown to first pitch, game two, Saturday, game one, day off on Sunday, and here we go. Not a travel day, just a day between. Programming note, too, tomorrow night, Phillies-Mets game three. That'll be a 5:08 Eastern time start, so away we go. Bobby Witt Jr. just in the batting cage right now, just putting on a display. What a talent. Unbelievable. And Yankee fans are just all crowded around just watching really a phenomenal baseball player in Witt Jr. All right, let's get him in here. Zaid Hussain. He was for the second week camped out at Soldier Field, Chicago. This time it was the Panthers. Last week it was the Rams. But we're going to go around the NFL. And we're going to start with Washington because I don't care what anyone says. Anybody that had Washington starting the season 4-1 is crazy. And I don't know how good the Washington Commanders are, but we know how bad the Cleveland Browns are right now. Zaid, welcome aboard. Let's start with Washington, Cleveland. And really, I hate to go glass half empty, but the Cleveland Browns are horrible. I mean, let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns are horrible. And when you look at what Washington has done, Jaden Daniels, I think, is the best guy right now out of this class. I mean, the throws he was making on the run, dying for touchdowns, unbelievable. 238 yards passing, rushing 11 carries, 82 yards on the ground for Daniel. So he's beating you on the ground and with his arm. And, you know, he's doing it with really one guy in Terry McLaurin as his stud wide receiver. Other than that, I mean, you have Austin Eckler, who's serviceable. But this is an offense that's putting up extraordinary numbers and without much talent around Jaden Daniels, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Zaid, I mean, my feeling is this. Not only has Jaden Daniels changed the culture there, but there's a sense of urgency. There's an excitement there. I don't think it's any coincidence that a really energetic coach like Quinn, who's getting his second go-round after his Atlanta experience ended, certainly not in a great way. The horrible Super Bowl loss to the Patriots, blowing a 28-3 lead. Here's where I want to go with you. What else can you add to the Commanders' tremendous transformation right now to being the darlings of the National Football League right now? If you think about it, I mean, there's a huge buzz around that franchise. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think offensively they're doing so much where, you know, you don't really need the pieces offensively. I would focus more towards the defensive side. While they're putting up a ton of points, they're also allowing a ton of points, defensively. And I think this is an offense that, while the defense did look good against the Browns, before that they gave up a ton of points, 37 to Tampa Bay. You gave up 33 to the Bengals. And I think this is a team that's rolling. I think maybe you add a couple pieces in the offseason to strengthen your defense and let the offense keep going, because Jaden Daniels looks money right now. Absolutely money.
It started Thursday night with Atlanta's game. Huge win for them. Devastating loss for Tampa. But, you know, look, at overtime on the road, you know, you can't get too crazy about that. But you look around the league, and tonight we see New Orleans and Kansas City. I want to get an opinion on that. But as you look around the NFC in particular right now, other than Washington, what are you seeing? And that was a huge win for the Cowboys last night, by the way. Let me hear.
Huge win for the Cowboys, but this is the first time in a long time I'd say that Dak just looks lost out there. I mean, they should have won this game by at least two touchdowns. Dak Prescott, they were running the ball well. He decides to make bad errors in the red zone. I mean, that touchdown trying to force it into CeeDee Lamb, throws it right to the defender. They're running the ball while he throws basically a lob Hail Mary up for no reason, gets another interception, turns over the ball, fumbles inside the red zone. They had multiple turnovers in the red zone, and it's like, this is a Cowboys team that should have dominated against the Steelers here. Even with Pittsburgh at home, they should have scored at least 25-plus points here. I thought it should have been at least 30 to 14 max, and they barely won the game. Last-second thriller, obviously. But it's hard to ignore the mistakes that Dak Prescott's making, and I think this is going to be the same old Cowboys we see every single year. Get to the playoffs, barely squeak in, and then choke in the first round.
All right, Vikings started the day. I had the Jets pulling off a victory. Terrible start. You dig yourself a 17-0 hole. I was saying and texting people who would listen at halftime, that Robert Saleh does not have that team. He doesn't. They look lost. They look disheveled. You know, Rodgers put on a happy face in the postgame press conference. The Jets, I mean, they just, I don't know. Maybe it's a team that needs some time to gel, but they just look dysfunctional, horrible, you know, pass interference calls, sloppy false starts. I mean, my God, as much as I love the Minnesota story, we'll get to Green Bay in a moment, and Detroit in that great division, and the Bears. Boy, oh boy, the Jets. Just a poor showing all the way around. And you know what? The final score didn't indicate how bad they played.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is Aaron Rodgers is not on the same page with his wide receivers. I mean, even when you look at the turnovers that he's making, he's thinking guys are zigging when they're zagging. He's thinking guys are coming back when they're going the other way. I mean, that's the definition of not being on the same page with their wide receivers. And it really comes down to the coaching. Like you said, what were they doing in the offseason? Were they planning this? Was Rodgers on the same page with Wilson? I mean, the only guy he seems to have success with is Alan Lazard, who he was with in Green Bay in the past. But all these other wide receivers just look like they're running lost out there. Nobody's on the same page. And, you know, it's funny. Zach Wilson last year, Aaron Rodgers this year, I don't see a difference out there in the football game. Nothing's being impacted the way we thought it would be with Aaron Rodgers coming back.
Zaid Hussain with us here doing Monday evening quarterback here on Sports Overnight America. All right, let's get to it. The Bears. He looked across. He's Bryce Young, a bust. Great job out of Williams. Great job out of the Bears. They look balanced on offense. You saw it. I didn't. You were right there in the media deck of Soldier Field. Go ahead. You tell me.
Yeah, this is a Bears team where, I came in, I told you, I like the Bears a lot to win in a route here. I thought, you know, Carolina, they had a couple linebackers missing. They were starting some new rookie guys out there defensively. I thought this was going to be a chance for the Bears to go out there and really show their offensive capabilities. And they did that with Williams. DJ Moore, a huge game, two touchdowns, looked really, really well. They were running great routes. And I liked the way the play calling was being made, you know, switching things up. You were going run, run. Then all of a sudden you'd spread everybody out in a shotgun and let Caleb Williams, you know, throw the ball out there. You have Rome Odunze, you have Keenan Allen. All these weapons were on full display. Huge game from Swift again. And, you know, I think this Bears team is rolling. I think we have now 7 or 8 straight wins at home. And Caleb Williams, first rookie quarterback to go 3-0 at home starting the year. So that's something to see. And I think we have a bright future for the Bears. We went from zero to hero very, very quickly.
All right, one final take. And that is, you know, it's just Green Bay gets a nice win. Kyren Williams played at Notre Dame, St. Louis kid. He had fumble problems in Chicago. His third quarter fumble changed the whole complexion of that game in Los Angeles. That's where they got on the slippery slope, and Green Bay took advantage. Love had a good game down the stretch. The big tight end gets a couple of scores. Big win for Green Bay. Gift wrap by the Rams. Let's finish on that note. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kraft finishing with four catches, 88 yards, and two touchdowns. You know, Love did just enough to win, but I think this is a game the Rams really beat themselves, man. I think they had it wrapped up, and like you said, those big turnovers cost them the game. Even with the Rams' backup wide receivers, I feel like Stafford is still doing what he can with his team. I mean, you know, you're still down Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, but, you know, Winnington with seven catches, 89 yards. Tutu Atwell has always been great. I saw him live last week. He was getting open a lot against the Bears. I think this is a Rams team that needs to, once they get their stars back, they're going to put it all together, and I think they're going to be a threat. But right now, a much-needed win for the Packers, and now they move to 3-2 as well. And boy, it's a race. It's going to be nice to see when the collision course finally comes between the Bears and Packers, both sitting at 3-2 in the NFC North, chasing the Vikings, which nobody thought they would. But the Bears-Packers later on in the season are going to be huge, huge games.
Give me 30 seconds on the Monday night game tonight. How you see in New Orleans, Kansas City?
Kansas City, I think at home, it's very, very tough to play in Arrowhead. They're favored by 5.5 points. I see Mahomes game managing this game very well, and I see them coming out of like a 2017 or 24-17 type of victory. I think we finally see Kelce in the end zone. I think we're going to see a big game from him. I think he's going to score, and Mahomes is going to go back to Kelce, and we see some Juju Smith-Schuster as well tonight without Rashee Rice. Those two guys are the main guys for KC, and I think they roll in a game managed victory by Patrick Mahomes.
All right, good job, Zaid. Thank you. We're coming to you live from Yankee Stadium. Zaid will be on the road this weekend. We got a special venue and a special event for him to cover. We'll talk about it during the week. All right, we come back to Yankee Stadium, Royals and Yankees. We got Giovanna Scroggins, and she's going to look at college football. Yes. And then later, Tom Barnhart. Just unbelievable when you look what happened in college football. Unbelievable. Tony Barnhart. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, talking the world of sports live at Yankee Stadium. Royals, Yankees tonight, game two. We'll do the pitching matchup a little bit later on. Tony Barnhart coming up, but right now we got Giovanna Scroggins. She's getting ready for the Red River rivalry at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday in Dallas. It'll be Quinn Ewers at quarterback. I guess that's the big news right now, even more so than the Cowboys winning, is Sarkisian saying that Quinn Ewers gets the start against Oklahoma. Let's start right there. Not a surprise by any stretch, Giovanna. Let me hear, though.
Yeah, I'm glad Quinn is going to be, you know, starting. I think he should be starting against Oklahoma this weekend. Obviously, Texas coming off that bye. And now they're at the back in the number one spot. Let's see if they can hold on. I think they can. I think they have a talent to beat the Oklahoma team. So it's going to be a really good game, especially right in the heart of the State Fair of Texas. So that's going to be a super one to be a part of in that environment.
Yeah, I'll give you a chance like every other pundit across the country. And you're doing it across country and around the globe here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight on the American Forces Network. What a crazy Saturday, including your alma mater. Just a great come-from-behind win. Louisville on the road. That is a very difficult place to play. They beat a quality football team. Give us your thoughts. That was something else. I mean, what a weekend. And, of course, Vanderbilt. And, I mean, Miami of Florida survived Cal 39-38 in a crazy finish. Arkansas, I mean, it was just crazy. Tennessee goes down, and here we go with the Red River rivalry. And what I say is, you know, if anything in college football this year, it's expect the unexpected. What a crazy Saturday. What a crazy season so far. Let's hear it, Giovanna. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can really predict college football right now. I mean, I would not be betting on any of these teams because the upsets this weekend were just insane and crazy. Obviously, kind of going back to SMU, they're third in their new conference right now, the ACC. Clemson is first and Miami second. I think SMU could go in and upset those two teams. You never know. I think the strength of schedule for them going forward is going to be really interesting to see how that plays into the AP poll rankings. Obviously, you know, they're sitting at that 25 spot right now for SMU, so that's going to be really interesting. But I don't think anyone can predict what's going to happen right now, and that's what makes college football so exciting.
Giovanna Scroggins with us from Dallas in her Monday spot, Monday evening quarterback, Monday evening into the overnight quarterback edition. As we talk to Giovanna, I'm Marty Terrell. We're live at Yankee Stadium. Royals Yankees in this historic building tonight, game two of the American League Divisional Series. Giovanna, where does SMU register in the Metroplex and across the state of Texas, just in terms of not their viability, but their draw? You've got the Cowboys. You know, you've got other pro franchises. TCU has had, you know, sizable, you know, success in the past. When you think SMU, you know, I'm not saying it's just the Pony Express, but they put that and the troubles well behind them, Dickerson and Craig James and all that other stuff. That was, you know, it seems like a century ago, at least a half century ago. So I guess where I want to go with you now is, how does SMU resonate? Now, you're an alum, and I, you know, you're objective, but give me an idea how this team resonates with the Metroplex and across the state of Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I think SMU right now is really making their stance. I mean, obviously, they've done some really, really interesting marketing and branding over the past couple years while I was in college with that university, calling it Dallas's team, right? So, you know, you have TCU across the way. Obviously, our old head coach when I was there went to TCU. Sonny Dykes, you know, kind of a traitor in my opinion, but he's going over there. But the Dallas mayor, he's also always repping the SMU. So I think just with all that marketing and a lot of – with people kind of coming to Dallas games and having the Pony Express and really kind of coming out of that slump with the death penalty. This team is really resonating in the Metroplex, and I think when SMU football games are here, you know, we're tailgating, you're on the boulevard. It's a really nice environment to be a part of. When it comes to the student life, I know a lot of students typically don't really go to a lot of games. They only stay until halftime, but I think that's slowly changing with the success of the team and this new conference. But I mean, when you think of Dallas, especially, you're going to think of SMU. When you think of Texas, obviously, you know, the Texas Longhorns are going to take the cake. But I still think SMU is right up there. And I think they're above TCU now, especially, too.
Giovanna Scroggins talking the world of sports with us on a Monday evening quarterback presented by Geico and Geico.com. Get your best rates now at Geico, whether it's home or auto, great insurance at Geico. All right, let's put this out there. Cowboy, it wasn't pretty. The weather wasn't pretty. The delay wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty for NBC, but it was Cowboys Steelers, and we find a way to watch and hang in throughout the late night and the early morning hours. It's a win. Was it much more than that, your opinion? I mean, Dak Prescott still just does not look like he is comfortable. He looks disjointed, out of whack. I mean, you could characterize it any of a number of ways. Let me hear from you. Prescott and the Cowboys, other than the obvious, a win they had to have.
Yes, I did say this was a must-win in my book for the Cowboys. But speaking of Dak, not only does he not look comfortable, the chemistry and the connection between him and CD is just not flowing. I mean, CD only had 5 receptions and 62 yards. That is not what you want your number one wide receiver option, who is one of the best top 3 receivers in the league. You don't want him walking away in the game with only 5 receptions. You just don't want that to happen. I don't really know if this game told us, you know, any much more than what we've been saying. I think we got a little bit of stoppage on the defensive side of the ball when it comes to the run. But still, the Cowboys' strength of schedule coming up, I mean, my oh my, they go into the Lions next. So it's going to be really interesting. I think those are going to be the games where, you know, the Cowboys are really going to have to step up. But like you said, a win's a win. And I'm really glad, because if the Cowboys went in there and lost after the delay, it would have been a bloodbath for Cowboys fans and everyone that's a fan of the Cowboys right now.
All right. Let's get to back to college football. Red River rivalry, Cotton Bowl. We love this. This tells us that October, we're 6 weeks into the season. This tells us right now we're at the halfway point, kind of like a bowl game in the middle of the season. You said it. I mean, Texas, beware. You're getting yours back. Is he going to have his feet and his arm ready and his head ready to go, having sat out a while? Is he going to be a little over anxious, having sat and, coming off the injury, coming off watching, Arch Manning really beat up on some pretty, overmatched opponents to place it in a diplomatic context. Focus on Ewers. Focus on the week that is Texas and Oklahoma with him coming off an injury situation. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think in this matchup, I think he's going to be very prepared, overly prepared. He should be, especially, watching Manning from the sidelines and, having so much time off and then obviously having that bye week. I think he is going to be more than prepared. I'm very confident in his ability to lead this team, especially going into Oklahoma. So I'm not really worried about, him having so much time off. I think he's going to be more than capable of coming in and really helping this team and firing up that offense like we've seen him do in the past.
All right, I'm going to let you sneak ahead here. One little take here before we let you go. And, we talk Cowboys, but you've got 2 winter sports teams that I think are going to give you a lot to talk about this year. What are you more pumped up for? Mavs, obviously, with Klay Thompson helping Dokic and company, should be a very, very, very formidable team. How are you seeing Mavs? And then you got the Stars who, other than a late kind of belly up late, very much could have been in the hunt for a Stanley Cup a year ago. Winter sports inside American Airlines is going to be good. Stars and Mavs. Give me a quick take.
Yeah, those two teams and playing in that one arena is just electric when it comes to, you know, the sports. But, yeah, the Stars, I think we have another chance of going for that Stanley Cup this year. I know a lot of our guys are young, which is kind of a bonus for us. But also it's kind of a con for us as well when it comes to, you know, these vets and these other teams that we're playing. On the math side of things, you know, a lot of our players right now are hurt. You know, Luka is out with a calf contusion, so that's going to be interesting to see what his recovery is going to look like. But I'm really looking forward to the Mavs playing. Obviously, I love hockey right now, but the Dallas Mavericks are going to take the cake. And I really, really hope we get back to the finals this year.
Scroggins, outstanding Monday evening quarterback edition into the night, into the overnight hours here across the country and around the globe, presented by Geico and GEICOinsurance.com. Giovanna, we will talk to you later on in the week. Great job out of you. We appreciate it as we count down to a big week, countdown to kickoff of the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. Thank you, Giovanna. I'm Marty Terrell. We are live here at Yankee Stadium. And there could be a little bit of a weather factor here tonight. And, again, you know, scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night with the Riches, Jeff and Jen. We'll have this and all the excitement of sports on a Monday night with a big game, too. I think the Saints have a chance tonight. Of course they have a chance, professional football team. But, you know, the Chiefs just find a way, do they not? They just find a way to win. They find a way to win. They find a way to win games where they don't play great, and that's a mark of very, very good teams. All right, I'm having trouble here in the station, so I'm going to rely on Dom to let me know. I would think we're very close to the break here. So, and we got the Oregon player. Yeah, we got 30 seconds to break. There he goes. Good job. All right, Garcia, Witt, Pasquantino, Perez, Gurriel, Massey, Tommy Pham, Renfro, and Hampson, the lineup. We'll tell you the Yankee lineup coming back. Tony Barnhart, straight ahead. Don't go away. On College Football.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What's up, everyone? My name is DJ from Limitless Sports Picks. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and just want to make your bank account great again, here's what I need you to do right now. Go follow my Instagram page at Limitless Sports Picks. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Picks. And make sure you click the link in the bio and get signed up today. We've been on an absolute tear for our clients, winning them a ton of money, and I want to make your bank account great again today. Do that and follow us on the podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
Coming to you live, Yankee Stadium. We count down the first pitch, and we got a zip-zip game in Cleveland. Guardians and Tigers. Yes, I've got my whole crew here. Still 0-0, right? Yeah. So away we go. We count down to first pitch here tonight. Yankees, 25 postseason appearances in the last 30 years. There was some rough years. There's no doubt about that, but not many. All right, let's get him in here. Tony Barnhart, TMG Sports, part of the Super 16 weekly poll. We've had coaches, writers. This is one of the most respected college football guys in the land. So grateful for you, Tony. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline and American Forces Radio, iHeart, around the globe and the country as well. Tony, how are you?
I am doing well, guys, after, shall we say, one of the more interesting weekends we've ever had in college football.
There you go. Tony, can you give us some contextualization, some context on what we witnessed starting on Thursday, Friday, early Saturday? Missouri gets blown out by Texas A&M. It's just a number 9 team in the country. You got to put together a 16, a Super 16, and then it just continued to unfold on a Saturday that will, I don't think we'll soon forget it. Can you give us some context on what we witnessed this past week in college football? Well, let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, what we witnessed was the inevitable change in college football that comes with NIL and the transfer portal. I mean, the we knew the game would be more balanced. We knew the game would be a lot of situations where the teams were very, very close. And when you get, you know, three SEC teams all ranked in the top 10, all lose on the road, Alabama loses a historic game to Vanderbilt, you realize that the game is changing and it's going to be that way. I wrote last week, I said, I hope you enjoyed this because it's going to be like this every Saturday from now on.
That's an amazing statement. It really and truly is. But I would say, let me just play devil's advocate on the big one. Vandy didn't benefit from nil, did they? I mean, name, image, likeness, the portal. What factor did the Commodores bring in terms of that to that rollicking upset over Alabama in Nashville? Let me hear.
The reason that Vanderbilt is in this position is in the off season they went 2-8, 2-10 a year ago, and Clark Lee, the head football coach, looked at his roster and looked at his coaching staff and says, "I don't have enough talent to compete in the SEC, and so I got to do something. I got to upgrade my talent." He goes to New Mexico State, where Jerry Kill is the head coach. He hires Jerry Kill. He brings 5 players from New Mexico State, including Diego Pavia. And he hired his top, Jerry Kill's top assistant. So he really remade his team, by going to the, but Pavia was in the transfer portal, so they were able to move him. So I just think quality players spread out because of NIL and the transfer portal. You're just going to see more what we call upsets every week.
Tony Barnhart, TMG Sports. He's a panelist on the Super 16 poll each week. We love having people like Tony on. Tony, the NFL was built on the P word, parity. So can we take a page out of the NFL saying this is going to be good for college football not to have top-heavy conferences and that we do have parity as a result of name, image, likeness in the portal? Or is it just, you know, just another version of the NFL, kind of like the G League to the NBA? I don't know. I just that thought just came to my mind that parity helped make the NFL what it is. Is it going to make college football better or worse, in your opinion? Let me hear.
I think college football will be better with parity, with more people coming to the table. Instead of having the same 4 teams or 5 teams in a 4-team playoff every year. Listen, they're going to announce the first set of rankings, the selection committee of the CFP, That comes on November 5th. I promise you that people are going to howl when they see that, because there are going to be so many teams that deserve to be in the conversation. Anybody who's 10-2 in a Power Four conference can make a case that they should be in the playoffs. And it is going to be wild when they start releasing the rankings, for sure, on November 5th.
Hi, Tony Barnhart. This is just such juicy stuff. I could talk to you forever. I know we only got a few more minutes. Let me ask you this, okay? That first poll comes out. I've hit this point 100 times. No sport in the history of our world has ever tripled the size of their playoff pool like college football has. All right? Yep. The expanded playoff means they've tripled. They've gone from 4 to 12. It's unthinkable. And there was controversy because of 4. I think the controversy is going to go threefold because we have more teams getting jilted. I mean, this is going to be a three-ring circus. Are you licking your chops as to what's going to happen in the next 6 to 7 weeks, Tony, with all this and all the controversy and all the discussion? Let me hear.
Think about this. When we get down to late November and we're getting down to championship Saturday, normally with a four-team playoff, there were about 8 teams in the conversation for the 4 spots in the playoffs who really had a legitimate shot. When we get to late November and we're pulling in on the conference championship games, there's going to be 20, 25, 30 teams that can all make a claim to be there. Again, any team that's 10-2 in a Power 5 conference is going to be able to make a claim. And for them to sort it out, you know, and the great thing is that the conference champs get an automatic bye in the first round, the 4 conference champs. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We are going to talk about this the way we've talked about the basketball tournament for the past, since they went to 64, 68, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Tony Barnhart, a couple more minutes. I want to focus on a couple of 3 or 4 teams. Tell me about SMU, and then we'll get to Iowa State, Notre Dame, and then I got another thought here. What about SMU? Where do you put this team? That's a hell of a win on the road at Louisville, Tony. You know that. That's a huge win for the Mustang program.
Huge win, huge win. We all wondered what those schools coming over to the ACC was going to be like. But SMU's got great football tradition, so that was a big win for them. And it looks like Miami and Clemson are the 2 teams in the ACC. So it's going to be interesting to watch what SMU does down the stretch.
Yeah, and Miami was hair on fire to beat Cal. That was crazy. At 31-10, I wrote that game up. All right, tell me about Matt Campbell and Iowa State. And, boy, are they going into a potential hornet's nest in Morgantown on Saturday. Tell me about the Cyclones, who really are arching eyebrows, not only across the Big 12, but across the entire national college football landscape. Iowa State, let me hear
you. On my radio show Saturday, I have a radio show out of Nashville, and we were talking about a bunch of teams, and we had a guy on and said, I'm telling you guys, watch Iowa State. They are a team that will surprise you, and if you're not ready to play, they will flat out beat you. So I'm kind of anxious to see where the Cyclones go myself.
Are you worried? If you're a Cyclone fan, would you be worried about Morgantown?
If I'm any fan, I'm worried about Morgantown, okay? Morgantown is a tough, tough place to play. And so I will definitely be keeping my eye on that game Saturday.
How does Missouri get beat that badly? And I'll tell you, here's an upset. How about UMass over Missouri in Amherst, Massachusetts, and basically a high school field? I'm getting a little carried away, but I love Don Brown.
Well,
but what happened to Missouri, yeah, Tony? That's a horrible loss.
I picked Missouri to lose that game. I like their quarterback Brady Cook. I like, obviously, one of the great wide receivers in Luther Burden and all of college football, but the line of scrimmage did not impress me. And I did not think they were a top – I thought they were a good team. I thought they were a top 15, 20 team. I never thought they were a top 10 team. So, and here's the thing. Keep your eye on Texas A&M. What I was told in the offseason is Mike Elko is going to bring a level of toughness at Texas A&M that simply did not exist under Jimbo Fisher. And they are going to be better and better and better each week. Plus, they got the quarterback back. He's been dinged up. He is finally back. And so I keep your eye on Texas A&M is going to scare some people. I promise you.
I like that take. I think a Duke guy like Elko, you look at his pedigree,
outstanding coach, a very smart guy, and he's got an intelligence level brought to that program, no doubt. All right, we got to get to Ohio State. They look like a well-oiled machine. Iowa's offense stinks. Iowa's got more off-field problems again. Ferentz is playing out the string there, but Ohio State just absolutely, after they struggled for a while, boy, they found their gear. I think they're the best team in the country. I would argue Texas, too. Tell me about Ohio State.
Everybody knows what Ohio State did in the offseason to improve its roster. They spent the money. They did what they had to do. I had Ohio State number two in my preseason poll. I think they deserve to be there. It is a solid, solid football team. I believe they're going to win the Big Ten. And that's not me going out on a limb. I just think that's the way it's going to turn out. And it's going to be real interesting when we get to the playoffs with Ohio State.
Tony, we're big fans. We're going to follow you on that radio show, all your work. We so appreciate your time, and I hope we can do it again soon. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
We appreciate it.
You bet.
You got it. Tony Barnhart, TMG Sports, part of Super 16. Lights are on. Nightfall in October in New York. Little Sinatra. They're pounding away at the Oregon here. Yankee lineup. Hey, listen. It's not murderer's row, but there's not too many easy outs in that Yankee lineup. I mean, the little birdie playing over, flying around first base, not going to scare anybody. Jazz Chisholm got a huge start here with the New Yorkers. But this Yankee lineup tonight, but I'm telling you, this pitcher for Kansas City, the lefty, Reagans, is a flamethrower. He had over 200 strikeouts, and I'm telling you, I'm going to say it right now, he's going to have 10 strikeouts plus tonight. He's going to strike out 10 guys. So we'll see about Rondon. He's an excellent pitcher, 16-9, I want to say. So we'll see about Carlos. But listen, Yankees should win here, but this Kansas City team's a little salty, to say the least. They got a lot of moxie on this team, well skippered. And they got Witt Jr., one of the top, I don't know. Is he the second best player in the game? I don't know. Third? Behind what? Who's the best? Otani? You want to put Judge in there? You want to put Soto in there? And then you got Witt Jr. He's in the top five, I would think. I mean, I would. Look, the old argument. If I was starting a baseball team and I had to field nine guys, and Witt's my shortstop. Witt Jr.'s my shortstop, bar none. I mean, he's that good. I mean, he grew up loving Jeter. His dad, 16 years in the bigs, not a great player, but Bobby Witt Sr. was a pretty nice, a pretty journeyman. 16 years, come on now. But I'll tell you, this kid grew up not a Yankee fan, but he admired Jeter, and he says he loves to compete here in October in New York. He knows the stage is big. This is Broadway. It's the Bronx, but it's Broadway. It's New York, and it's big. And I'll tell you, I've never, ever, ever seen craziness like traffic getting in and out of this place. I know I'm getting old. I'm just like, wow, I don't remember this. And I've sat in this building through Yankee Red Sox, the Aaron Boone home run. That was in the old Yankee Stadium. I remember walking out of there, and the story I always tell was the gal with the Yankee cap crying and mascara running down her face. She said, "What's wrong with you? Your team won." No, I'm a Red Sox fan. I put a Yankee hat on so I didn't get beer spilled on me. These fans can be rough here in New York, no question about it. But, Yankees won the first one, 6-5, out-hit them 9-6. Holmes got the victory late. Weaver saved it. He's the closer now in the pen. So Lucas Weaver, he's the closer right now for the Yankees. All right, we'll come back. Screaming and screaming about things on a Monday night. New Orleans and KC, the Riches, late tonight here on Overnight. Sports Byline, don't go away. Live in New York.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, down the home stretch we go into the night in the early morning hours. Marty Terrell, Yankee Stadium, Yanks Royals game two here. Games three and four will be Wednesday, Thursday if necessary. Game four Thursday and then Saturday if necessary back here at Yankee Stadium. Listen. Carpenter hits a three-run bomb in the ninth off Emmanuel Clase. Great job out of Adama Jimenez. Only the third home run all year that Clase has surrendered. And the Detroit Tigers, 3-0 over the Guardians. And that, in my opinion, will have carryover effect into Motown, without a doubt. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is with the Tigers and some of these teams like a year ago with Arizona. Sprinkle a little gold dust on them. Same deal with Texas. And this year we got the Mets who lost a heartbreaker yesterday. And we'll be at Citi Field tomorrow. All right. Great job out of the folks from Geico here tonight. We appreciate it. They're all good folks. We're entertaining some more people tomorrow night. Jen and Jeff throughout the night, alternating hours. We got you covered right here on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline. Great job today out of Giovanna Scroggins, and we appreciate Zayd Hussein. And Zayd is going to head to Morgantown, West Virginia. He drew the long straw. The long straw. He gets to go to Morgantown to see the Iowa State Cyclones, West Virginia Mountaineers on the weekend. So, for the whole crew, enjoy the rest of the night right here on Sports Byline. We got you covered with all the scores, interviews, and highlights. You know Jeff and Jen are going to entertain you. You know you're going to laugh. And Daniel Ogden will do an outstanding job as well. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Terrell, live in New York. Adios from Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Have a good night.